There are just 2 days left for cities to put in their bids to become the home of Amazon's second headquarters. And if you look in the local papers of just about any place, you're likely to see a laundry list of reasons from people about why their city is the best choice. The company promised to invest $5 billion into the project and said the new site will create 50,000 new jobs. Here to take us through some of the bids is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what are the top contenders, or do we have any idea who the top contenders are at this point?
You know, there are no front runners just yet. The application deadline for Amazon's HQ2, as they call it, only closes on October 19th. But what we do know is that practically every major city in the United States is contemplating a bid or has already put one in. We're talking about cities like Chicago and Detroit and Philadelphia and Denver. And in many cases, these cities are promising tax breaks that could end up costing into the billions of dollars. So Amazon now has to review those bids, and it's expected to make its decision come next year.
And what about the middle-sized cities, places that could really turn into Amazonville with this many new workers coming in? Who are those, and what are they doing to attract Amazon?
Amazonville, quite literally. There's a small town in Georgia that offered to rename its city after Amazon if the company moved its second headquarters there. But a lot of cities are putting together little stunts to try to woo the company to set up shop. You know, Kansas City, for instance, the mayor there bought 1,000 products from Amazon.com and then reviewed all 1,000 of them. Hmm. There's a city in Arizona that sent a 21-foot-tall cactus to Amazon, which the company had to return because it can't accept those kinds of gifts. And the reason that those cities are doing that is because they're trying to prove to Amazon that they have the right culture for a tech company to set up shop. And also because they're going up against major cities that can afford to offer big billion-dollar tax breaks, which some of those smaller locales maybe can't do.
How important is it to Amazon to be in a city with a big international airport?
Specifically, Amazon raised airports when it put out its request for proposal a few weeks ago. And it isn't just an airport. They wanted access to thoroughfares, major highways. They wanted good internet connections. Some folks have talked about the need for a good higher education community. That's why some folks thought Boston might be one of the top cities for Amazon, just given the number of colleges that are located there. You know, Amazon has basically laid out its criteria and its RFP, and along with all of that, of course, is the dollars and cents of this. I think at the end of the day, Amazon's going to give great preference to the city that gives it the right tax breaks.
And is Amazon also thinking about a lower cost of living for its employees? Seattle is a very expensive city. So are some of the other ones that you have mentioned. But would Amazon favor a place that has a lower cost of living?
Certainly, it's something that the company is thinking about. But on the flip side of that, there's a lot of research that suggests that a company like Amazon setting up shop in these cities could raise rent prices. We've seen versions of that happen in San Francisco. That's why about 70 different organizations that represent labor groups and others wrote the company an open letter today, specifically calling on it to be conscious about the effects it could have on local communities, whether we're talking about their culture or, as you said, the rental prices there.
What about the politics of this? I was talking to somebody who said, I think Amazon's going to pick a red state because Republicans are in charge right now, and Amazon's got to be thinking about regulatory challenges down the road, and maybe they'll want to have the power of employing 50,000 people in a big red state.
You know, having jobs, giving a politician the ability to talk about jobs is a great way to get that politician to get off your back a little bit. And that's the case regardless of whether we're talking about red states or blue states, Republicans or Democrats. It's certainly helpful. And for a company like Amazon, those allies can certainly come in handy when your CEO, Jeff Bezos, is constantly in the crosshairs of the president of the United States. So, you know, it certainly can't hurt Amazon to get a little bit of this political benefit by setting up shop in these locales. But certainly, that's not the only consideration on its mind.
I've been kind of surprised at how rah-rah-rah almost every city is about this. Are there any cities out there where there's a division in public opinion about whether or not to try to get Amazon to come?
You know, in the words of one member of Congress, the fear here is that it's creating a race to the bottom, where cities are bending over backwards to offer tax breaks that they can't afford just to get Amazon to hire these 50,000 workers and produce billions of dollars in new investment. And there are some cities that have expressed some deep misgivings with that. San Antonio, for one. San Antonio said it was going to explore a bid, and it did explore a bid for Amazon's HQ2. But at the end of the day, the city just felt it couldn't offer the breaks that Amazon wanted in a way that made sense for its residents. And I think there are other cities that ultimately have made that calculation. But, you know, on the flip side, we have folks like those in New Jersey that are putting together a $7 billion package for Amazon to set up shop in Newark. So some cities are more comfortable than others potentially breaking the bank to get Amazon there because they think that there's billions of dollars in new investment to be had, but others just think it's too troubling for their budgets.
So the deadline for bids Thursday. When are we going to know what Amazon decides, real quick?
Not until next year. They have a lot of work to do, especially to see these packages, these tax break packages, come to fruition.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of politics and policy for Recode. It's going to be so interesting to see what they decide. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.